This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Excuse me, why? The allergies. I found myself, by the way, ladies, taking your advice to Zyrtec. Is that what it's called? Zantac?
Yeah.
Yep. Zantac would be a combination.
Zantac is for heartburn.
Oh, is it?
Well, okay. Zantac got pulled from the shelves,
yeah,
so I don't even know if it's available anymore.
What would be a combination of a... What we, is Zyrtec or Xanax? What would happen if you took them both together?
I have. That would be very sleepy, right?
Really? Good way to take a nap.
Hey, when you've got allergies and anxiety, bring them on.
You're all set. Hoo-ha. Okay, so this is a study that has been done. I find it interesting how often we discuss polls or studies of things because they make for interesting conversation. This one suggests that most of the police departments in our country are not sharing information about their use of force. This on the heels of the awarding of the Pulitzer Prize to Darnella Frazier. Did you see this? The teenager who filmed the police and the activity on George Floyd. She's been awarded the Pulitzer Prize. It's an honorary Pulitzer Prize, but it's called a special citation from the Pulitzer Board for filming the final moments of his life.
Can you imagine if we didn't have that video? Nothing.
Yeah, what would be going on?
Derek Chauvin would probably have gone free, and none of the whole world.
How did she happen to be there? What do we know about this young lady? I don't remember. I remember the video, but I don't remember too much about.
I think
her.
As people started to gather, I think she was just there, right place, right time, or wrong place, wrong time, however you want to say it. But she just started filming it because that's what kids do. They just automatically start filming everything. And,
so the last time a special citation was issued, it was to Ida Wells, who was a journalist who exposed lynchings and mob violence against black people. So it's been a while. Since it happened, I think it's a coincidence that it is they both have gone to black women. But that's kind of, the fact that this sort of thing is noted, there's a reckoning here that needs to come. And it becomes, it's a source of consternation because most people want to see the police do well. Most people want, when they see the police, they want to have... expect help. I grew up on that. I grew up on the police helping. When there was a problem, the police would be there to help you. Unfortunately, what it's turned into in too many cases is there's the opposite, in fact. You want to stay away from the police because they're not there to help you. They're there to harass you or to give you, a perfect example. When somebody's taillight is out, or let's say, I'm going to give you an example that happened to me. I had a problem a number of years ago with a truck up in a real rural area when I was coming back with some animals. It was late at night coming back to the farm, and I had, I think it was a flat tire. I don't know. It was something that at 11 o'clock at night I didn't want to deal with. So a policeman came along. It was a small little town called Oakham, and the policeman came along, and he saw that I had a problem, and he said, okay, how can I help you out? And so he helped me change the tire, and he followed me. He could only go to the town line, but he followed me to make sure that I didn't have any more problems. That's a vivid imagery that I have, and it's so makes me want to think that police are like that everywhere. I would love to have everybody have that experience.
And by and large, they are, but nobody tells those stories. Everybody tells the other stories.
I don't have that experience anymore. I have, when I have a problem, the other day I had a problem with a truck that I picked up in Vermont, a trailer, and I stopped along the side of the road, and it was something I had to kind of fix myself or do. Policeman stopped and said, what's the problem? He wanted to check out all the lights and things. I said, I'm having a problem with the brakes on this trailer. And he said, well, I hope you get it fixed. And he got in his car and drove away. So that's not helpful. I find that not helpful at all. I mean, it was a dangerous highway. The least he could have done is sat in his car with his lights on until I managed to get it fixed. But
that's what I was
going to
say. If you didn't have road flares or any like safety equipment with you,
unfortunately, defunding. The defunding of the police, though, doesn't allow them to have the time to do that anymore. I'm sure of it.
That's a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
I don't think it's convenient. You just said it happened to you, what, a month ago? 2 months ago?
But no one has actually been defunded yet.
Last weekend.
Oh, 100% they have, Victoria.
Maybe in L.A., but not
the LAPD's been defunded by $150 million. The L.A. Sheriff's Department,
it's not the same. I've got a lot of experience. My teeth are long, and I've got a lot of experience with law enforcement. Some of it positive, some of it negative. But I do not find the attitude these days.
Well, you've got a little attitude on your own.
There's no question about it. And one of the reasons I have an attitude is because I don't like their attitude. I don't expect that I should be put through the ringer. The expectation is, and maybe I get it because
didn't you get arrested for something that you shouldn't have been arrested for?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because he can't stand authority. So I mean,
no, that's not why I got arrested.
Problem.
There's nothing to do with why I got arrested. No, it is not at all.
You got into a huge fight. They probably would have been real nice about your warrant, which was out for your arrest.
Nice at all.
What was the warrant for?
It was for me not serving on a jury, which was so wrong. Because the next day when I went to court, I showed the judge. The jury, I was the
foreman?
The foreman of the jury.
Oh, so you had your letter to prove that you
had the letter to prove it.
Yeah.
And the information that was on an old license that I hadn't used for years was what they found. It's just that kind of stuff. That's not police. That's not good police work. What is that? It's harassment.
Okay. Let me just play devil's advocate here. If you're a police officer and you see a warrant for someone's arrest and you pull them over and you say there's a warrant out for your arrest and they start bad-mouthing you, what in the world are you supposed to do?
I didn't do anything. They put me in handcuffs, put me in the back of the cruiser. My truck was parked along the side of the road. They were going to have it towed. I said, no, I'll have my people come get it. They were going to have the dog officer come get Charlotte out of the truck. I said, no, somebody will come take care of her. But they wanted to argue with me about procedure. And I said, then they figured out who I was. And that's because I called the chief at the police station, and his admin said, okay, bring him down to the station. We'll take care of it. So the admin spent 2 hours sitting in the jail with me while we waited for the bond guy to come for me to put a $50 bond. And there was nothing about it that made any sense whatsoever. And then when I saw the cop the next day, he apologized and said, but as it turned out, I met somebody at court that I dated for a year or so. He happened to see me going to the movies.
See what I mean?
All of
your negative experience with the cops, you got special treatment because of who you are. You
got
a girlfriend out of it.
But it still was unnecessary. It was a waste of time and effort.
Then this is why I don't like the whole new voting law, because guess what? That record that was off on your jury summons is the same stuff that they live by with the voter rights.
I don't like the new voting stuff either. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Anyway, so back to the data collection from the National Use of Force program. It was launched a couple of years ago.
That
is where.
I genuinely did not know where this started.
For the second straight year, 27% of police departments are supplying information, which I thought was required by the FBI, the staff. Yeah. So why are they not showing it? What are they hiding? Is the question.
Exactly.
That would be the question the average person on the street would. You can't blame this on defunding, because it's an automatic thing that's in a computer, stats and just send it along.
There is no national database on policing, though. That's why all these people who say that they come out and know about systemic racism, they're full of it, because they don't have any real numbers. There is no national database. And so people take local
numbers. Well, that's
numbers
not the only reason people think systemic racism
them.
Exists.
No, but they extrapolate them into whatever story they want to tell on both sides of the argument about policing, by the way, because there isn't a national database of police officer interactions. So,
well, there's also no way to keep track, and this is ridiculous, of when a cop gets fired and they can go on and get a job at a different precinct or a different town. There is no database for any cop who has been wrongfully
fired. By the way, because it takes a lot to get a police officer fired. I wouldn't be opposed to that. But I think it's just silly when people go, oh, well, we have these national numbers. No, nobody has national numbers.
Well, maybe we should have a little more info. Just so that we aren't so judgmental. If the numbers are good, we ought to know it. If they're bad,
but we're asking the cops to present their own. Those precincts are supposed to present their own data, and they're refusing to. So right there, you know, I mean, how can you?
So why aren't they held accountable? How do you just say no? I'm not
going to
do it.
Well, now that I think it's become a very public knowledge
until there's a real system. Until there's a real system in place, I can understand why they don't want to put their their information out there.
Well, and honestly, who
again,
would even trust their numbers?
Extrapolation of, well, and who would even trust people to interpret them? I don't trust anybody who's creating these stupid narratives right now, because everybody takes one number
and
spin it
up however
they want. Yeah, and so,
but I don't trust that that police are actually going to accurately describe use of force and report on it.
I think with
their
watchdog
people,
groups, they absolutely have to. I mean,
well,
I would trust
everybody's got a camera these days. You got to remember that. 17 at the hour on the DJV program. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
How many people remember this song from Pink Floyd? Crank it up, will you, Phil? All right, so the folks at Zuckerberg Central, i.e. Facebook, wanted to use this song. They offered Pink Floyd a lot of money to use the song for an Instagram ad. And Roger Waters sent a note back to Zuckerberg. Basically, it began with an F and ended with a K. And a U was involved in it somewhere there. Apparently, Roger Waters is not a big fan of Zuckerberg's. In fact, he called him one of the most powerful idiots in the world. So you can keep your money. I thought that was sort of an interesting way to respond, right?
Yeah, but I'm curious how the rest of the band feels, because it was probably for a lot of money. So, I don't know. Roger Waters split from the rest of them a long time ago.
There you go. Food for Thought, 21 after the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay with the trending info. Marjorie Taylor Greene seems to be in the focus. We'll get to her after. Jay gives you the complete details of what to do this final week. You want to win a Works prize package, WORX. They are the leaders in electronically powered equipment. You get a skill saw. You get a power washer. It's pretty cool what the prizes are. So what do you have to do? You can be the announcer here, Jay. And so, Jay, tell everybody what they have to do in order to win this prize.
Share with us the difference or similarities between your 2020 Father's Day celebrations and your 2021 celebrations. What you're expecting to do if you did an early celebration. Hey, moms, you can get in on this as well. You can nominate yourself. You can nominate a father figure, mom who plays the role of father that's in your life. Just go to @DJVShow, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let us know. And Doug Stephan himself will be picking a winner. Now, you only have until this coming Friday, 11:59 a.m. to get involved with this.
Okay, so apparently Marjorie Taylor Greene is making the rounds in the trending department because she apologized for saying something that apparently she thinks was a mistake. So what was this all about, Jay? What's the behind-the-scenes story?
Yeah, she's one of the few people on an apology tour this week. Now, she had originally stated that, or she equated people having to wear masks kind of like Nazi Germany when people had to wear a gold star. And she just recently visited the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and she is taking back everything she said. She is apologizing. She was trending, and then also the line, she's 47 years old, was trending because people were saying, how did you not know all of this about the Holocaust? You're 47 years old. How did you just not find out?
And this is what drives me nuts. This is one of my pet peeves, and people on both sides of the aisle do this. They don't realize that when you overuse a word, it loses power. And that's why it ticks me off when everybody uses the word Nazi to describe their foes. You're such a Nazi. Trump's a Nazi. People who wear masks are Nazis. No.
Well, that's because they don't really know the significance
Nazis
of it.
Nazis are really Nazis. And, yeah. You know, the other one is fascist and all these things. Until you're living under those circumstances, let the words have power, because the more you overuse them in stupid, ridiculous ways, the less power that they really have in historical context. It's, I don't know. That's
so
one of the things
hard,
I can't
it's easier,
or,
head.
articulate what you don't like about something,
yeah, that's
a policy,
true,
or
totally
someone.
Right. Don't just slap a stupid label on something.
Use your
well, because it's hard for people to, like QAnon. People don't even know what that is. It's hard to say it. You know, there's there that ilk, if you will. There are a number of different groups that come along that people are using the Nazi term to refer to, and it is, it's like everything else gets watered down, and that's one of the terms that ought
it
not to be in the history of mankind. They are the worst of the worst of any category that you can think of that is negative. The Nazis, the term Nazi applies to the worst of the worst. So, yeah, overused. Okay, Chrissy Teigen, what's up with her?
So she's doubling down on her last apology with this new apology where she came under fire when Courtney Stodden released a lot of different screenshots of Chrissy Teigen telling her she should kill herself. Stodden at the time was underage. Courtney Stodden was the teen bride. They are a model. They were married to Doug. Oh, I can't remember his last name.
Oh, she's a they now? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
What is they and them? You want to help us?
That's another thing that bothers me. I get the whole choosing pronouns, but it totally ruins grammar.
What does it mean? It's all nonsense.
Well, it's not, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's not a. It's a singular pronoun, and this is a singular person. So why is it that they're being referred to as they?
Jay, you want to take that one?
Blank.
I'm interested. I would like to know, too.
Because he nor she doesn't really fit. Think about it. If somebody tells, like, you're reading somebody's name, and it's kind of a gender-neutral name, and you don't know if that person's a he or she, a lot of times you'll use they.
Yeah, you just say they.
Samantha
or Samuel.
But they is a,
well, we
is
can
not
agree,
a personal pronoun.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully, social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th. And it's just like, I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
Cynthia Ariosa on Fox News. Arizona's audit of the 2020 election is close to being finished. Former Arizona Secretary of State Kent Bennett has been monitoring the 2.1 million ballots from Maricopa County. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some Trump supporters believe it will turn up evidence to support his narrative of election fraud. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Southwest Airlines was grounded nationwide. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
All Southwest Airlines flights have been grounded due to a nationwide network issue. The issue is reportedly with the company's weather monitoring system, but Southwest has not cited a specific reason. The company has said on social media that they're working to correct the problem, but have not given a timeline for flights to resume. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Southwest Airline flights were back up and running late Monday night after passengers across the country complained of major delays. Hollywood Burbank Airport tweeted shortly after 10 p.m. Central Time, the airline network issues have been resolved. Departing flights from Burbank are now resuming. How much are you willing to pay to travel to the edge of Earth's atmosphere? If you don't have $28 million in the cushions of your couch, you will need to hold off a bit. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has the story.
Jeff Bezos' space venture Blue Origin auctioned off a seat on its upcoming first crewed space flight on Saturday for $28 million.
Thank you. And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The winning bidder, whose name wasn't released, will fly to the edge of space with the Amazon founder and his brother Mark on Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket, scheduled to launch on July 20th. The company said it will reveal the name of the auction winner in the coming weeks.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay and Victoria here at the ready, at your service and on your side for sure. Here's the idea that the world is a cruel, horrible place has just been set aside by a high school student, a valedictorian of her class at Fitchburg High School, which is about 30 miles from me, west of here. She had a $40,000 scholarship. She's going to Harvard, and she announced that she wanted to make sure that that money was given to somebody else. In fact, a student attending a community college. She said she was grateful. Her name is Verda Teta, by the way, 17 years old during graduation. The crowd, certainly her classmates and families and teachers, that sort of thing, were very receptive, cheered the announcement. She said she is going to study biochemistry on her own. But she made this sort of an impromptu approach, telling the crowd that she was inspired by her mom, who had attended a community college. The school has awarded its General Excellence Award to a graduating boy or girl. And so this school had the money. They have a scholarship, and they gave it to her. And she said, now, you know what? I wanted you to give it to somebody else. So that was, I think, they came. Her mother apparently immigrated from Ghana and has a couple of different jobs right now. She works overnight at a group home and works during the daytime. Her father appears to not be around. That's really one of the big problems.
Incredibly, I know, but
really
incredibly
is.
Generous.
Yeah, it was, well, it tells you something about what she's made of, what her, you know, you don't get that way because you don't have good environment. You have good support. And that's how people, you know, you are what you're exposed to, what your environment is. It goes for humans, it goes for animals. You're going to be the way you are treated, and you're going to have the attitude that people have around you towards certain things. For the most part, not always that way, but in this circumstance, I think you give the mother a lot of credit. The mother and daughter live apparently alone. And so she decided to give her the, this has made a lot of people talking here in Massachusetts about goodness and gratefulness, and it's just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she's choosing to take loans. She's taking college loans out so that someone else can have a free ride at the community college. For a 17-year-old to have the wherewithal to even put
today?
That. To, yeah, that's, well, yeah. Any day, really. I mean,
it's more difficult today to. I think people are more self-motivated these days in general. That's a general statement. And a lot of people are very generous, very thoughtful, but they, A, don't get any attention, and, B, it's kind of swimming upstream. It really is. All right, so let's go to Jeff Bezos for a minute. We were talking about him with regard to his space flight. There's a report today about how people at Amazon are treated and how they run their business. This as a result of somebody deciding they wanted to scrutinize what was going on. Why is it Amazon always needs hundreds of thousands of workers? Are they expanding that much? And apparently that's not the case. In fact, Amazon encourages employee turnover to the point after 3 years on the job, you don't get raises and you get a bonus to quit, which I find kind of interesting because in an era. Well, I mean, you can't fault Bezos. He's been the most successful person in terms of money anyway. He's the richest guy in the world, and it came from his business strategies. But you got to wonder sometimes whether this is in the corporation's best interest, but is it in the best interest of the people who work there? I don't know what the answer to that is, but they turn over at a rate of 150% in their warehouses. And so I guess I'm giving Bezos a black eye, which is what the intention is of this article. I don't see that that's important, but I do think it's interesting to see what corporate America does, or in this case, the largest employer around with their workers. There are a lot of people who need jobs. They go there. So is it good for people to be pushed into or out of a circumstance where they can get comfortable? I mean, you can get pretty, after you work in a warehouse for 2 or 3 years, where do you go? What do you do? What's next? And is there a chance for you to go on, or did you learn something? And I don't know. I just think it's A, interesting to see what the turnover is, and then B, what the motivation is for people. They get $18.25 an hour. So that's about $37,000 a year for a full-time worker. That's below the poverty line. What's the poverty line now? $48,000? $47,000? Something like that. So isn't it interesting? What I got out of this, frankly, is not necessarily the Amazon focus, but what it takes to make it, especially when you look at the expenses going up the way they are, cost of gasoline, food, you know, everything. And so how do you do, back to the young lady whose mother works two jobs to take care of her and her daughter, $15 an hour. I don't like the fact that we artificially create a scenario that you're worth $15 an hour. Apparently the folks at Amazon think you're worth 18 and a quarter an hour, or that's what it's worth to them for you to do the job that you get hired to do. But what is really the value of one? Don't you decide the value of you? Don't you decide the value of you in a discussion? If you don't like what you're getting paid, then you go look for another job.
And that's happening a lot right now. That's
really huge. worker turnover right
in
now.
In like white collar companies and industries,
as well.
That's happening a lot. I mean, people are saying, you know, if my company wants me to commute again, you know, back to New York City, I'm in New Jersey, so that's a big conversation right now. People who commute into the city, and a lot of people are saying if my boss, you know, is insisting that I have to be back in the office 5 days a week, I'm going to look for another job. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are just, and in the restaurant industry, they had a huge turnover for the month of May, I think it was, the new numbers. And because essentially, you know, the restaurant industry needs so much help, and they had
huge.
One of the largest influxes in the last jobs report was going to the restaurant and hospitality business. But now they had a huge turnover because people know that restaurants are willing to pay more money, so they're quitting and hopping over to another job that pays more. Mm-hmm. So I mean, look, if that's what we all say about capitalism, right? It's supply and demand. So
well, and plus the pandemic has created a huge mess in almost every sector.
But the prices of restaurant food, I mean, the prices, we've been out to a million restaurants and everything has gone way up. And it's not just because, well, no, it's their restaurants are trying to make up for the losses, and they know people are desperate.
That might be true, but
that
creates inflation, though. I mean, that's all part of it. I mean, the fact that you've got people paying 10%, 20% more for vacations this summer. Gasoline prices.
People are willing
up.
To pay it.
Restaurant costs
but
are up.
When you get
but
right down to it,
too is
who are we holding the Chinese responsible for this? This woman that runs the lab or whatever study, she said, oh, it didn't come from Wuhan. Come on. This is where we have, and what's going on with the G7 and all these world leaders that are meeting? What are they doing to hold China responsible for the complete chaos they have created all around the world?
Yep.
What did they do? What?
They signed a letter that the Biden administration already sent to China saying that World Health Organization investigators need to get into that lab. So they signed a letter. That was the big outcome. That's what they're going to do to be tough. And then the question is, what happens if China doesn't respond to that letter? And no,
they're not
going to
respond. They don't give a damn. They don't care. They don't care about anything except themselves. The government of China doesn't care about anything but how they can become the dominant power in the world. And then what do they do with it? They're screwing up everything anyway. So here we go.
Well, they're clearly, at least for the first time, maybe ever, they're at least, you know, they're on the back of their heels right now because the entire world is now like glaring at them,
good.
Saying, "Okay, this is you've totally created a mess with everyone's supply chain. You're profiting off of everyone else's, you know, misfortune."
The only thing
during
the Chinese
pandemic.
Are going to understand is that people don't buy their crap.
And
right.
That's
by
it.
The way,
the
what about?
Reality.
I mean, it's possible that they're releasing all these variants that we've been talking about endlessly. I mean, there are reports out in the Wall Street Journal and other sources, reputable sources, that say that they're creating variants to try to make it look like it came from a bat, to try to cover their tracks. And so if that's the
too
case,
late.
Are we
that's
sitting around while other variants, like, you know,
meanwhile,
coming out every
they're
day.
Spending a lot of money for military, and that was part, apparently, of the NATO summit. That's part of the discussion. What are the Chinese? I mean, so you ask the question, well, what are you going to do to curb it? As long as you keep buying their stuff, they have lots of money. They can do what they want. Until we get that fixed, if we get that fixed, then maybe there's a chance that we put them in their place. Until then, all of you who are buying things that are made in China, you can use the excuse, oh, well, we can't get any other place. Is it a necessity or is it a luxury, whatever you're buying? Think about that when you think about spending your money to support the government of China, which is trying to screw over our country and the rest of the world. Think about something other than yourself when you're buying some of this stuff. It's really, I think that's where the bottom line is. In a moment, we congratulate the state of Vermont right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Trending today, this week's Works Tool winner. We have that in our download. Do you want to find out who the winner is? Also, you want to find out how to win? Follow our social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you could win a swell prize package. Check it out at djvshow.com. Let's see. Also on the trend here, the download has a focus on Ned Beatty passing away at the age of 83. Also, the story of that humpback whale that swallows a man. There is some reason to believe some of the locals here, this happened off Cape Cod, think this guy made this all up. It was not, didn't happen at all.
That's right. So, they're questioning him. If it did happen and you get swallowed by a whale, aren't you kind of ticked when nobody believes you? But
what was it? Was Jiminy Cricket? Who got swallowed?
Jonah and a whale.
No.
Well, Pinocchio.
Yeah.
And he built a fire, remember, to make the whale sneeze so that he would spit out.
Exactly.
And this guy said he what? He punched the inside of the whale until it spit him out?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. Didn't he just spit him out?
No.
I think the whale recognized it.
He was trying to, like, shake his head or something.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so that's at the DJV download. Check out our podcast every day at djvshow.com and catch the stuff that we talked about that you didn't hear when you were listening for your 45 or 50 minutes. You get the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. State of Vermont has lifted its remaining pandemic restrictions. They are the first state to have given a shot to 80% of their eligible population. Wow, about that. 444,000 people have had a shot at the, from the age of 12 on up. That's pretty good. Matter of fact, the governor celebrated the occasion by bringing the state, removing the mandate for masks and that sort of stuff, capacity for their stores. That's happening in California, I think, this week, too, isn't it, Jennifer? Or is it
sure
not
is.
The end of it? But how many, what percentage, 80% in Vermont, what's the percentage of people in California or, for that matter, Jay in New Jersey or, I'm sorry, Jay in Tennessee or Victoria, New Jersey? What's the percentage of the population that's gotten their shots?
I don't know in Jersey.
It's
I know in
60 or 70 in California. Yeah.
Is it?
In New York, it's just under 70%. They're going to make the July 4th. That's the goal that Biden had. So New York said they're on target for that. Jersey's less than New York, so we might be maybe 60%.
Okay. Well, something to aim for sure. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews.
Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now. It's a continuation. We always have the DJV health mode in our minds because that's really one of the most important considerations in our lives. How do we lead a healthy, happy life? And that's with good health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from Salt Lake City, Utah, has a chiropractic office and clinic there, also a GAPS practitioner. He's actually the kind of chiropractic he does isn't the type that snaps your neck and cramps your back and pushes your chest in and yanks your leg out. Although sometimes yeah. that can be somewhat practical and useful. Jack is a NUCA chiropractor, which means that he's working on your upper cervical spine, i.e. your shoulders and your neck, to straighten things out. So having said that, we have lots of other things that you focus on in your clinic. The GAP stuff is all about your gut, what you put into your body in order to maintain your health. So there's a survey, apparently, that goes back to when you and I were just wee whippersnappers, Jack, where the sugar industry paid scientific investigators to blame fat, dietary fat, for poor health. Did we even understand what the good fats and the bad fats were at that time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there was a good understanding that came out even prior to World War II. But the entire nutritional understanding began to rapidly change through the 50s and the 60s as more and more emphasis came to support the sugar industry. Now, this we're referring to a new paper. It was just published by JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, just showing how the sugar industry tampered with the public mind, the media, all the tons of money that they have spent trying to convince people that fat was what made them fat, and that sugar, believe it or not, was somewhat, to some degree, was healthy for you. So they spent loads of cash over 60-some-odd years lobbying science to publish these fake papers in favor of sugar. And with all the fake papers that are out there anymore, And Marcia Engel, who was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine for over 20 years, wrote a book about this, not the fat and sugar industry, but fake science. Said here, oh, it was about 2 years ago in one of her recently published books. She says, I wouldn't trust anything published in a peer-reviewed journal anymore because they're all paid for with water, with money. And so what I'm referring to here is a study that was just published in JAMA that said, hey, you know, the sugar industry has convinced the general population that it was fat that made them fat. Stay away from fat. Go low fat. And then the only way you can make food taste decent if you take the fat out of it is to load it up with sugar. And that's why we've got a 35% obesity rate, gross obesity, morbid obesity in America now.
Well, so what do we do about it? We continue to talk about it, continue to focus on it. People will tell you that because they don't have any money, they can only buy cheap food that's loaded with sugar. So then how do we counter that?
Well, I've talked about that on my local radio show, and that's not, you know, that's the general mindset, but that's not true. Careful, wise shopping. You can get the kind of foods that your family needs and stay away from the sugars.
But how do they get the information? Careful, wise shopping. That's an interesting phrase. How do we put it into practice? Because the advertising that you see is not aimed at helping you make those decisions. We don't teach people about health and nutrition in school anymore because, heavens, all the health courses will teach about sex ed, and we don't want people to learn about that.
And it's supported by the food industry anyway. Weston A. Price, Weston A. Price, PRICE.org. WestonAPrice.org. It's an organization in Southern California that just has tons and tons of beautifully oriented nutritional information that is as correct as anything I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of information for free. It's a great resource, WestonAPrice.org.
Fabulous books, the story of raw milk and the things that are all natural and are not cooked up literally and figuratively.
Yep.
It is. That's a great source. You're right about that. I'm with you 100% on the things. They've been very supportive of the raw milk initiative.
Absolutely.
Raw milk is. How much raw milk do you drink? You got gallons of it in your refrigerator.
At least 1 to 2 glasses a day.
There you go. All right, here's something that you should do every day as well. If you're focusing on your weight, as Jack just was, I want to tell you about Calitrin. Remind you, maybe, because most people listening to this program have heard me talk about Calitrin, extolling its value, its virtue, as the only product around anywhere that'll help you lose weight and keep it off that doesn't have any stimulants, no caffeine, no drugs of any kind. It's basically made up of collagen protein and enzymes, and Jack will tell you how important those are to repairing your body, plus aloe vera, just the right mixture to have your body react well to your efforts to keep to take the weight off and keep it off. Do it naturally with Calitrin. Check it all out at their website, toploss.com, and when you decide to buy a supply, you get a 3-month supply free and free shipping using the discount.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.